On a chilly December morning, it's story time at the Capital Area District Library on South Capitol Avenue in Lansing. Some moms are here with their young children. This is a regular event in the lives of some of these kids and their mothers, and the shutdown starting New Year's Eve will change their routines. One of these moms, Courtney, is here with her 3.5-year-old son, Archie.
Well, we feel sad because we like coming to this location, and we love Miss Cassie and just the community we've built with all the regulars to Story Hour. But we're going to continue to meet in a temporary different location so we can kind of keep doing it. But it'll be a change because we won't be checking out books in conjunction with the story time. So we'll have to go to one of the other locations for a while.
And many other people here plan to use other library branches during the time when they can't use the Capitol Avenue branch. Wallace from Lansing tells me that he's here once or twice a week, but he has other options.
I choose it because it's most convenient and it's bigger than the one on the south side.
You have access to the one on the south side?
Yes.
You think you'll go to that one while this one is closed down?
Yes, most definitely.
Maybe the most frequent visitor I spoke with was Charlie Nash of Lansing. Charlie chooses this branch because it's only a 10-minute walk from where he lives. He's here enough to be on a first-name basis with the librarians.
I read the papers, I read the Times, and the Free Press and the State Journal, and I take out books, I take out CDs, I take out DVDs. There's a number of us. Well, I guess regulars, that come and read the papers, and we're all trying to figure out what are we going to do, and I guess it's mostly going to the Library of Michigan, and then what I'm going to do is get holes sent to the Foster Library. This is a great library. I don't do internet, and I don't have a phone, and I don't do any of that, and I joke this is my office. I'm just going to have to take a sort of a break for, a couple of months.
Not everybody, though, has the luxury of going to another library branch. Valerie Treve Reed is using one of the library's computers. She tells me that she walks here and she can't get to the other branches.
I like to play games on Facebook, and I like to come here to the library for getting library books checked out for when I have health issues.
I'm sure you know that the library here will be closed for a couple of months. How do you feel about that?
Sad, because I have no way to go to other libraries because I walk from here to my apartment from this library.
What do you think you'll do in January and February when this library isn't open?
I'll probably stay home and wait for 3 months.
The two nearest Cattle branches are the Foster Avenue Library, which is more than 2 miles away, and the South Lansing branch on Cedar Street, almost 3 miles away. For users like Valerie Treve Reed, the March reopening downtown can't come soon enough. For WKAR, I'm Scott Pohl.